speak through them, take our minds and think through them, take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. Please do be seated. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. We have heard that sweet call this evening. Why are you here? Why have you come to this wonderful small village church of St. Swithin? Why have you been drawn to this old-fashioned choral evensong from the Book of Common Prayer with this Thomas Crown language? Why are you here for this evening? Who called you here? Who invited you in? Well, Peter, thank you for calling me and inviting me. And Fiona and I are very, very pleased to be here. I do get invited back for the odd thing or two, and I've put a request in to Gavin and Adrian as well. They can tell you about that later. But why have you been called, and why have you been invited here? Well, I'm here, I think, to tell you that the answer is Jesus. You're not surprised that I say that, are you? Because why are you here? It's because of Jesus. Why have you come to this church of St. Swithin? Because of Jesus. Why have you been drawn to this service of evensong this evening? Because of Jesus. Who called you here? Jesus. Who invited you in? Jesus. Even if you haven't realised or recognised him, he has got you here. Every question has the answer, Jesus. And our hymn that we've just sung continued. Jesus, my shepherd, brother, friend, my prophet, priest and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. Jesus, who calls us and invites us here, is all of these things for us. And you may argue, well, not necessarily all at the same time. Some of those phrases, those words, shepherd, brother, friend, prophet, priest, king, might mean more for you at this time, might mean more for you in a week's time, in a month's time. You might think back to times when those have been very real for you. But Jesus, who is all of these things, has called you and has invited you. Jesus, who is all of these things, has called and invited people to build this church here in this village. I'm not quite sure when that happened. You probably know more of that than I do. And Jesus has called and invited people to name this church after St. Swithin. And Jesus called and invited people in every generation since to come and worship, to pray, to hear the word in this St. Swithin's church. People who have been cared for, loved and cherished, have served each other, have created community and friendship. People called and invited to trust in the Lord with all their hearts and not rely on their own insight. In all their ways to acknowledge him, and he will make straight their paths. Proverbs chapter 3. In this St. Swithin's church, named after the Anglo-Saxon Bishop of Winchester who died in July 863, there's not much actually we know about him. There is a story, you've heard all the stories, you've been here year after year, but there is that story of the lady walking across the bridge in Winchester who drops her eggs from her apron, and St. Swithin comes along and picks them up and they become whole again. Is that true? A man of miracles, they say. He was tutor to King Ethelwulf's son. In his time as bishop, he was known for his piety, his zeal of building new churches and restoring old ones. And all of his diocesan journeys were on foot. And when he gave a banquet, he invited the poor and not the rich. And that might make say something about his bones. Those bones that were buried outside of the then cathedral, because he decided he wanted to be with the humble and the poor of the city and for them to walk over his bones and not be given a rich man's burial. I think the collect for St. Swithin tells us more. We haven't heard this yet this evening. And it goes like this: Almighty God, by whose grace we celebrate again the feast of your servant Swithin, grant that, as he governed with gentleness the people committed to his care, so we, rejoicing in our Christian inheritance, may always seek to build up your church in unity and in love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you now and forever, blah, blah, blah. Governed with gentleness, the people committed to his care. We have a church that we're celebrating tonight, and generations of people who have worshipped, because we believe that St. Swithin had a way to build up the church, and a way to build up people. And it was nothing to do with a rich man, but to do with a man of gentleness. But let's get back to Jesus. If Jesus has called and invited us today, how then do we live? And so how I think Swithin learned to be just who he was. And we must turn to that practical theologian called James. Sarah read to us. And here we pick up about patience and not grumbling and endurance and compassion and mercy and prayer. The people called and invited to St. Swithin's Church throughout the generations and today, I believe, and I hope you believe, are called and invited to these characteristics. And Jesus calls us to then build up his church. But not just his church, because I think James is talking about more than an institution and a building of bricks. I think James is talking to us about the kingdom. And if we say Jesus has called and invited us, we say that he is king. And we believe that he has a kingdom. And Jesus is king of his kingdom. Jesus inaugurated this kingdom, and James took time to describe it for us. But of course, we don't always see these kingdom characteristics. We live in a broken and a hurting world because our sin and our brokenness makes it broken and hurting in itself. Yet when we come to his church, here, and actually anywhere, he calls us and invites us to pray. To pray for the coming of the kingdom. We have done it in this service. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And if we pray that prayer with conviction, we put ourselves into that kingdom. That kingdom which Jesus inaugurated, but which is not yet consummated. It will be, because we're told there will be a time when at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In a moment, we're going to sing what is one of my favourite hymns. I hope Fiona's realised that I'd quite like to sing it at my funeral. I haven't given her a date yet. The day thou gavest Lord, is ended. It's a hymn which we often sing at the end of Evensong. Simon, thank you for choosing it. But it's a hymn that we kind of associate with the end of the day. Read the words really carefully. This is a hymn which charts the steady rise of the kingdom of God. As o'er each continent and island, the dawn leads on another day. The voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. The sun that bids us rest is waking our brethren neath the western sky, and hour by hour fresh lips are making the wondrous doings heard on high. And I want to say, hear this, Mr. Putin. So be it, Lord, thy throne shall never, like earth's proud empires, pass away. Thy kingdom stands and grows forever, till all thy creatures own thy sway. That is the kingdom in which we believe. This is the kingdom we have to offer out to every person we meet and to every person who comes through these doors. We say, come into the kingdom of God, where you will find Jesus Christ, who died to save you and lives to empower you. The same Jesus who called and invited you here this evening. The same Jesus who welcomes you always. The same Jesus. Glory be to him and to his kingdom forever. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew, so much for pointing us to Jesus and his kingdom. And this last verse we're going to sing in a moment is so powerful. So let's get ready to sing that. You'll find it at number 704. During the singing of this hymn, an offering will be received for the work of our parish ministry here, that Jesus' kingdom may grow here in the Itchen Valley. So we're grateful for your offerings and donations at this time. And after our gathering, as I'm sure you know, there's a gathering over across in the village hall, and we're looking forward to further enjoying Andrew's company and Fiona's company, but also just celebrating this Patrona festival in good fellowship and with some wine and other things, which will make it joyful for us all. Looking forward to that so much, but now let's stand to sing number 704, The Day Thou Gavest.